Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, depending on when you're listening, and welcome to season 5 of Ghost Stories, the podcast. We're more than happy to be back, but before we get to our first episode, we have a few pieces of housekeeping and news to update you with. First off, our plan for this season. We've had a lot of requests from you all to bring more content, more stories, and we're going to do our best to this year. Our plan is 12 full episodes, which is the first one today, and then 12 of our short scares, which you may remember we did before, Alone in the Room and Norm, I believe, were the titles of the two of them. So make sure to keep sending in your stories, because all those episodes aren't full yet and we're still getting scripts together. You can share them with us on our website or on our Facebook page. If you are listening and it's before Halloween, because we launched this the day before, and you wanna get your ghost story fix on Halloween, make sure to tune in to our takeover of local radio station 106.9 NLive in Northampton, where I live. They're the ones that I recently got a show on, hence pausing the podcast for a few months. The best way to get a hold of them, especially if you're one of our US listeners, is on the TuneIn Radio app or the website by simply searching for NLive Radio, and that'll be playing between 7 and 10 p.m. London time. So just jump onto Google and you'll be able to find out what time that is for you. So of course, go to our Facebook page. You can find us by facebook.com/ghoststories, the podcast. We managed to finally get our name as our URL. We updated that in the last few months. Or go to our website, ghost-stories.co.uk. And don't forget to like, subscribe, review, share, and listen, because you continue to help us to grow, makes us be able to bring you much more content. So let's get on to what you've all been waiting for, the first episode of this season. So it's one of the more creepy and unusual stories we've had sent in, and actually a fairly modern take on a ghost story, and I'd be intrigued to see what everyone thinks, if this is a one that's based in fact or a pure work of fiction. It's about malfunctioning subtitles throwing out some eerie phrases whilst watching TV, so make sure to stay tuned. This is Subtitled. When you have a small child, I could tell you there's no better invention in this day and age than a streaming service like Netflix or Amazon Prime to binge on TV without too much effort while being able to focus on a sleeping child. That might seem like an unusual place to start a creepy story, but it's highly relevant. Because of my little one, I would usually stream TV and films with the subtitles on. This is simply because when my child is asleep, it's the only opportunity I had to watch TV, and I didn't want to risk waking them by having the volume on too loud. Well, the use of subtitles in itself is obviously nothing unusual. However, one night I was rewatching an old favorite that I'd seen a million times before. In fact, I probably could have repeated it word for word, I knew it that well. I noticed around halfway through the episode the incorrect subtitles began to accompany the program. Odd, I thought to myself, but I didn't think much more of it, assuming it was no more than a technical error with the streaming service. However, as the stream continued, the subtitles became rather unusual and a bit unsettling, especially compared to the lighthearted program I was watching. I began to pay more and more attention to the subtitles instead of the TV show, reading them in my mind, trying to work out what they could possibly be from. It became really unusual. They were just stuck on child laughing, woman screaming, child laughing, woman screaming, continuing to repeat itself, seemingly stuck in a loop. I tried to work out in my head what show or movie this could be from without any luck, and I found it so unusual and a bit unsettling, so I decided to call it a night, turn off the TV, and go to bed. The following Friday, I settled in with my partner to watch a movie with our child sleeping in his bassinet on the other side of the room. I can't recall the film, but like before, it was one of those that we both knew very well. Film night means lights out, lots of snacks. Also, it wasn't unusual for my other half to drift off to sleep during the film. It did bug me too much though, normally. The room was quiet with my baby and partner both asleep, so I was able to watch the film without paying much attention to the subtitles. That was until about two-thirds through the film when I began to notice. Child laughing, woman screaming. Child laughing, woman screaming. My mouth went dry. This freaked me out to no end. Although it wasn't particularly scary subtitle, the unusualness of it being looped over and over got to me. My eyes were fixed on the subtitles on the screen, continuing. Child laughing, woman screaming. Child laughing, woman screaming. I was snapped out of what felt like a stay of hypnosis by a new line on the screen. It read, Layla screamed at what she'd seen, the child laughing whilst the room burned ferociously. My stomach dropped from seeing the words, and I quickly reached over to my partner to wake them. Look at the TV, I shouted as they groggily come to, obviously confused about what I wanted. The normal subtitles were back on screen. Our child awoke and cried, startled by my shouting. I didn't want to watch the rest of the film, so I decided to go to sleep. The next day, I couldn't get this subtitle mishap off my mind. I mentioned it to my partner, and they were convinced it was just a glitch with the service. I would have found this more believable if it only happened the once. A thing I thought would help is to figure out the film that the subtitles are from. My logic being, if I could watch the film they came from to get a little more context, then I wouldn't find it as disturbing as when they just appeared on some comedy I was watching, for example. Of course, with just the original two subtitles, this would have been rather difficult. But now I had some additional information to use. A character named Layla and a scene with a burning room. So I went to Google and performed a few searches. Film with burning room and laughing child. Nothing seemingly relevant came up. Creepy films with main character named Layla. Still nothing of note. I kept trying various searches after that for easily about an hour and I couldn't find anything. As I was about to give up, I decided to try one last thing just to see what came up. Layla, fire, child. I was terrified after spending what felt like a few hours reading various news articles from a few years back. The first of which, the headline read something like, Trial Starts for Child Arsonist. Obviously, it wasn't the film I was looking for, but the similarities of the case and the few subtitles I had seen were striking. I read on. The youth, who cannot be named, is accused of murder through arson. The victim, Layla, 36, was the defendant's aunt, and she was discovered in the wreckage of the house in the defendant's room. The house is located in Fieldview area of... I stopped. I could feel my heart beating against my chest. This happened in the exact town and area I lived in, but that wasn't the worst part, as I decided to read on. The judge was most concerned at the lack of remorse shown by the young defendant. In fact, there are multiple instances where he had to be silenced after laughing at the recall of events. And in that moment, four words began to ring through my head. Child laughing. Woman screaming. Or so passed without issue, and one evening, when my child was asleep, I decided to watch some YouTube videos on my phone. My little one had a particularly restless day, so without giving it much thought, I turned on the captioning. And to be honest, this is something I would often do anyways, especially for the entertainment of what the automated machine captioning throws out. It was often amazingly random. I was easily watching for about an hour, and it was well past 11 p.m. In fact, I was sitting there thinking I should probably go to bed. But before I could close the app, my stomach sank as I read the caption on screen. Woman screaming. I froze, staring at those two words. I felt as though it was taunting me, and I began to feel ill as I realized this wasn't Netflix I was watching. How could it be a glitch in both their systems? The subtitle never changed, and I snapped out of it and turned off the app and went to bed. The next day I told my other half what happened. I'm not positive they believed me and thought more I was tired and had the story in my mind again, which was typical. As it was the weekend, that evening we settled down to watch a film and just genuinely relax. We started it and the subtitles were on, and as usual, the glitch was causing it to say, "Child laughing, woman screaming." My other half turned, looked at me and said, "See, it's just a glitch with Netflix, it's on everything, I'll just turn off the subtitles." I wasn't that interested in the film and didn't sleep at all well with what happened the night before on YouTube, so I must have drifted off to sleep. I'm not sure how long later, but I was abruptly awoken by my partner, with a look on their face drained like they'd seen a ghost. "What's wrong? Is everything okay?" I turned off the subtitles, but they came back, so I turned them off again, and again, and again. They wouldn't stay off. Not fully grasping the situation, I said, "Weird, is that why you woke me up?" Without replying, they pointed the TV, and I felt winded by the subtitle on the screen. "Turn me off again, and you'll burn like Auntie Layla." That's all for this week, and of course it's great to be back. We hope that listener got the little subtitle issue sorted out. Maybe you should let us know if you hear the story, get in touch. If you want to vote for if you think it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction, pop over to ghost-stories.co.uk and find the blog post and you can vote on it there. And while you're at it, if you have any stories you want to get considered for the podcast, use our contact form and send them over. We've had some absolutely amazing, shocking, horrifying stories so far, and I do love reading what our listeners send in. Also, give us a like on Facebook, Ghost Stories the Podcast, all one word. You can get us there. Like, subscribe, review, and share. That's what makes the podcast grow. And in fact, our preview episode, our best of 2018, has been a smash hit, our biggest to date, so it's growing really quickly, and we've got some big plans for the season. I've said for a while we're going to bring a Patreon page, which will have ad-free episodes, stuff like that, so just keep an eye out for it. We're gonna get there eventually. At the moment, we're aiming for a full episode every fortnight, and in those off weeks, a short scare when we can hopefully push them out. So yeah, we hope you have a great Halloween. We hope it's a spooky night. Go back and listen to some of our back catalogue if you've not got your ghost story fix. And otherwise, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?